Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Now, we said this a couple minutes ago. It's weird calling him former Steeler Ramon Foster, but it's okay because it's not like he's Jacksonville Jaguar Ramon Foster or Seattle Seahawk Ramon Foster. He went out on his own terms, and he works at 104.5 The Zone in Nashville, and we love him just the same, and probably even more because he retired a Pittsburgh Steeler. We welcome in our friend Ramon Foster. Good morning, Ramon. How's everything?
Man, I'm good, guys. That's a heck of an intro, man.
Well, you're a heck of a man. Let's talk. Put on your reporter, your news hat for us. What's the word out of Nashville? What's going on with the Titans? And do you think that this game can be played on Monday or Tuesday, Ramon?
Man, as of right now, all the stuff that we're hearing here and reporting here, one, Vrabel's one of those. He's a gamer type of coach, man. He's a player's coach in the sense that, hey, he want to do whatever he can for this team and for this game. He's always kind of said that they'll play at midnight if they have to. So, you know, a lot of people making a fuss of saying they don't have any time to get ready for the game, to work through their game plan. And he's like, you know what, no matter what, we're going to play it. If we have a time and they put us on TV or wherever they put us, we're going to play. So as of right now, the temperature here is that they're going to play preferably Monday, I think, more than Tuesday.
Ramon, we were talking about this a couple minutes ago, and I don't know what you hear down there being in the area or somewhat close to the team, but do you get the feeling that this is an issue of a couple guys stepped out of line and may have exposed themselves inadvertently to the virus, or is this more about they've got to tighten up the protocols? Because if that's the case, if nobody stepped out of line, then the protocols really need to be tightened up league-wide, not just in Nashville.
Yeah, the way we're getting it, it doesn't seem like they've called anybody like out in the bars, like doing anything. I know the Raiders had a charity event where they had guys like unmasked and stuff like that. I don't get that sense here. Here it just seems like, hey, it just came about. Maybe they need to tighten up the restrictions as far as like what guys do around the building for them not to have picked it up on Sunday, and then you come in Tuesday evening. It could have been something as simple as the plane ride. So there's no real understanding of how they got it, but the fact that Minnesota doesn't have it right now, I think that's the most encouraging thing as far as it being league-wide. Like, nobody passed it to another team, and it's really a one-team thing. This seems to be something that has to be in-house. And you guys know, like I know, had it been a guy at a bar or somebody out just kicking it, we just saw pictures by now. That's one thing we always have, if somebody can confirm something with the way social media works.
Ramon Foster joining us, 104.5 The Zone, Nashville, our buddy down there. All right, let's go from that stuff to on the field. The Pittsburgh Steelers offense, you know it oh so well. When they have the football, how do they attack the Titans? Do they go, now that David DeCastro's back, do they go with the run heavy and try to establish that? Do they go quick passing game with crossing routes with Ben, now that Ben's arm looks oh so great? How would you attack it, especially early on?
Me personally, I would attack this team in a run game. Jacksonville did it. Minnesota did it. Just right now, they're having a hard time stopping a run. And when you got one of your D tackles out this weekend, Daquan Jones, who's one of he's their nose tackle, that says a whole lot about what I would adjust the game plan to. Is they'll probably end up having a young guy in, or they'll be substituting a rookie or trying to figure out what kind of package they're going to get into to stop the run. And the fact that James has been going off the last weekend, before that, it was Benny Snell. I'm glad to see James do his thing, and I want to continue to see him do it also. So if it was me, I would take my time with him and run the ball down the field. Then having guys in skill positions. Right now, he and Ebron's relationship seems to be growing by the weekend. With the young guy Claypool being able to stretch the field, we know what Juju, Deontay, James, and Vance can do also. I mean, he's got weapons. So the biggest thing that I'm looking forward to is seeing this run game just be able to march down the field, considering that's what the Titans have been giving a whole lot up of.
This past week, Ramon, was probably the closest we're ever going to see a Mike Tomlin-led team to a running back by committee approach. James got 18 carries. Anthony McFarland Jr. got 7. Benny Snell got 6. Do you think he just has a natural aversion to going to more of a mix in the running game? Does he just have a natural belief in there's got to be that lead 1A back?
It can be that way, but the thing is, there's a luxury, because if you ask any of those guys in that running back room, all of them feel like they can be 1A, and that's the thing about it, too. We're barely even mentioning Jalen a whole lot, and I think he's a heck of a utility back more than anything, man, but the growth of Benny's kind of pushed him up a little bit this year, and hey, they found a way to make it work. I didn't think it would be an issue in that room. I think the more talent, the better, because you guys know that running back position can be very, very finicky as far as like trying to keep guys healthy, because they take so many hits. It's not to say one guy is more healthy or gets injured. It's just to say they are taking a hit every time they touch the ball. So, they have a good problem right now.
Were you surprised they went right back to Snell after he put the football on the ground in a big situation? Is that like Coach Randy and like Ben to do, or did you think that they'd stay away from him a little longer?
No, we've seen this happen before as far as guys having an issue. I think they know that's something that Benny's consciously worked on. We've seen it a little bit when we ran camp last year, that could be a thing for him, but I know for sure he's worked on it. I've heard guys speak about that. And he's a young talent. You don't want to, put that guy in the funk because of one play. I think we end up recovering the ball back, if I'm not mistaken. And I just look at it as, hey, he's going to let him grow. He's in trial. He's under trial by fire, and that's all right.
Ramon, real quick, before we let you run, what's Juju doing kicking up this Sam Darnold stuff?
I saw that and I cringed. I'm not going to lie. I saw it because I cringed, because when you have a franchise guy and Ben said he's not going anywhere anytime soon and Juju's up for a contract year, that says a whole lot about, I don't know, I wouldn't have said it. That's just where I sit with it. But I know Sam to be his guy. They played at USC together, and maybe he just made it in jest. So, but hey, that'd probably be an interesting conversation this weekend.
Speaking of this weekend, it's just like Tennessee to look forward to the Georgia game and to look past Missouri, right? That can't happen.
No, listen to me, okay? They can't afford to, okay? As much hoopla we've made about this team, as far as how strong this offensive line is, if Tennessee don't beat these guys down this week, I'm going to be very disappointed as an alumnus, okay? That's all I'm saying, all right? Go Vols, always.
There it is. Ramon Foster, the best. Ramon, thank you for taking time with us. As always, we'll check in again sometime soon.
All right, guys. I appreciate it, man. Hey, I can't see you guys up here, but hey, let's go this weekend, or maybe Monday or Tuesday.
All right, yeah, perfect. Whatever. Yes,
appreciate
for sure.
It, Mo.
Ramon Foster. Check him out on the web, 104.5 The Zone. You can bounce into their podcast and check out what he's doing. He's doing a great – we all knew he would. And a seamless transition.
Yeah.
I mean, the guy's just so great, and he's got so many things on his horizon media-wise. Good insight from him, though, on a lot of things. He'd run the football. He would just run it straight away. I think that's interesting. All right, one thing kind of does it for me, but not as much as I thought it would. And I'll tell you what that is. And by the way, I'll give it away. 7:00. Here we go. Our draft. You know what it is going to be, Chris? I got to get the right title of it. Sports figures who would make good presidents. We're each going to draft 5 of them. We're going to go just as we do with our other drafts. So we're going to have to come up with 20. Sports figures who would make good presidents.
Important disclaimer, because the boss is cringing right now. It's not political.
No.
It's presidential.
Correct. It's not political. That's coming up at 7:00.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.